God morning, God morning, God morning. Welcome to the Master's Call on this Total Praise Friday. And we welcome you, welcome you, welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift up our hands to you in total praise, God. For you are awesome and mighty, and we thank you, God. We thank you that you allow for us to wake up into another day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, have your way in us. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. In us today, O God, for your glory, God. We thank you for this, the Master's Call, and we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes, O God. We thank you that they allow for our lives to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced by this telecommunications sanctuary. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in the speaker as she would come forth this morning, Father, that the word will go forth, Father, in the name of Jesus, that in the name of Jesus, unhindered, uncontaminated, in your name, O God, that our ears will be open and our hearts and our souls to receive what you say through the vessel this morning, O God. So speak, God. Speak, God, speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, speak to our spirits. And God, for all of those who are traveling to Las Vegas, I pray traveling graces and mercies for them, that they will arrive safely, that there will be no hindrances, no detours, no anything, oh God, that everything will go according to thy purpose, thy will, Father. I ask that everything will strategically line up for extravaganza 2019. Continue to bless the Diaz de Leon family and all of those who are working together to orchestrate this event and allow it to happen in Jesus' name, Father. So we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, and today and every day we give you our total praise. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, and in the miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, without further ado, I would like to turn this call over to our hostess with the mostest, Minister Rebecca. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my dear. The platform is yours.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that beautiful tag, Total Praise Friday, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas. I'm greeting you from sunny Snellville, Georgia. And I'd love to tell you a little bit about this call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on this scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of the messages have been archived, as well as all of the bios of our speakers can be found. The theme for the year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report, you could submit all of that information to the following email, info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our Prayer General Minister Brenda Terrell will contact you. We all were woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, but we still feature the best health and wellness products to help the world become healthier. And we have a new morning motivational call for artists held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And today is Platinum Friday. And I know it will be exciting because they are gathering for the extravaganza in Las Vegas today. Also, if you need a bypass number to get to that call free of charge, it is 716-293-9707. Happy birthday month again to Brother Lester Patton. And we just wish you a wonderful birthday month filled with Jesus joys all month long and all new year long. Okay, what we've been waiting for is our wonderful speaker this morning, and that is our very own Minister Kai Brown. And Minister Kai Brown is a native of New York City, but currently resides in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And she's actually an electrical engineer and is currently a doctor of ministry in transformation leadership. And God has given Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. She knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the godly, proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is currently in graduate school at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. God has also led Kai to found Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She's also a published book author, and her book is called When God Births the Ministry, and it's available on Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNobles.com, and she is also a current artist distributor and determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. Minister Kai, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. And to God be the glory on this Total Praise Friday. I want to thank you, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with prayer. And to you, Minister Rebecca, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And I want to say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. It's because of their yes that we are all gathered here this morning. And of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So when I got up this morning, I had a plan. I had a plan for what I was ministering. I had a plan for how this day was going to go. I had a plan, you know, because I will be traveling to Las Vegas a little later today. But my plan always has to give way to what God said. So my plan has been changed, but I give God all the praise for that. See, because my plan is earthly. It is human. It is fallible. But God's plan is not. So we're going to get into the word. I had planned to start a new word this morning, but God said, reminded me, well, the last time you were on the line, you started a message on relationship with God. He was like, and you didn't finish that. See, I'm going to need you to go back to that. So what you wrote last night was great, and it's gonna become a word I want you to give. But I need you to be flexible and to flow back into what I was giving you. He's like, because there are some points that I need you to bring home when you're talking about relationship with me. So we're going to go back and finish. I believe we'll finish it today. If not, it will continue, you know, the next time I'm on the line. But today's word is relationship with God. Now, the last time we talked about relationship with God, we talked about God doing his part. You know, we talked about Romans 5 and 8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that goes hand in hand with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. See, that is his part of our relationship. See, he could have left it to where we were out of relationship with him after Adam and Eve partook of the fruit that they were not supposed to partake of. But he didn't do that. He loved us enough that he wanted to restore our right relationship with him. And he did that by allowing Jesus to go to the cross as the ultimate sacrifice so that we could never, unless we choose to, be taken out of right relationship with him. See, we have a choice in this relationship. God doesn't force us into it. He doesn't make us. He doesn't beat us over the head. He presents the options to us. And we have to choose. The word says very clearly, choose this day whom you will serve. You can choose serve God or you can serve Baal. You got a choice to make. You choose to be in that relationship with God. So now when we make that choice, how do we build that relationship? See, because we don't want to be in the same place with God that we were 5, 10, 15 years ago. I don't want to be in that same place. I desire my relationship with God to grow. Just like in your marriage, you don't want to be in the same place in your marriage 20 years later as you were the day it started. So you want to have grown together. You want to have truly become one. And see, that takes work. That takes effort. That takes determination. See, we need to be just as determined in our relationship with God as we are in our earthly relationships, in our temporal relationships. We need to put as much time, energy, and effort into our relationship with God as we do any other relationship. So how do we do that? How do we walk in relationship with God? What does that look like? Well, first, to be in relationship with him, we've got to know him. And to get to know him, we've got to read his word. You're not going to get to know God by sitting around watching TV shows every day that have nothing to do with him. We get to that deeper place with God by reading his word, by understanding, by meditating on it day and night, by spending some time with it so that we know when the enemy comes, we can just throw the word back in his face and keep it moving. We can just speak the word to our storm and keep walking, or we can speak the word to our storm and stand still, because God is very clear when he says, be still and know that I am God. He gives us the direction on how to process through the relationship or process through a time of storm or a time of trouble or a time of discontent. He gives us all we need to stand in the midst of the storm. See, but you don't have that if you're not in relationship with him. See, relationship with God means that no matter what it feels like or what it looks like, he's working it out for our good and his glory. You know, we always hear, oh, he'll never put more on us than we can bear. That is actually not biblical. That's not in the scriptures. You can search them. It's not there. What he tells us is all things are possible through Christ, which strengthens us. So that means we have the strength of Christ to endure and walk through whatever comes our way. So what he's telling us is not to rely on us. See, because if we've got to do it in and of ourselves, we pretty much know how that's going to turn out. But if we're doing it in relationship with God, then we're relying on him to do it in his strength, not in ours. So we're going to have a moment of transparency. Okay, Lord, you know I don't like doing this, but I'm going to be transparent for a minute. We have a team call every Tuesday where we get together and we give our prayer requests and our praise reports. Now, because of my new job, I've not been able to do that every day. But I was so overwhelmed this past Tuesday, so just done, ready to walk out of my job, pack up my stuff, and put it in my car. Okay, let's be more transparent. It's already packed. I was just ready to have them carry it out to my car. Because the situation has become so unmanageable that I was ready to be like, okay, whatever. But God, let me tell you how relationship with God, because we have that call every Tuesday, we get a text message reminder, and at that point, instead of relying on what I wanted to do, I trusted my relationship with God enough to be able to call into my sisters and brothers and be like, look, I don't know about y'all, but I'm about to lose it. See, it's good to have that relationship with him to where he gives you men and women of God who, when you feel like you have come to your end and you don't know which way to turn, they can help you refocus on what he says in his word. See, sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees. Sometimes we are so wrapped up in our situations and circumstances that we can't see clearly what God is saying to us. But, oh, I thank him and I praise him because I'm in relationship with him. He can send me to that place where I can receive from my brothers and sisters and be renewed. So when we're in relationship with him, we know that we can trust his plan, even when we don't see his hands in our situation. So he gives us that place where we can be comforted. Not that if we turn to him, he wouldn't do it, but every now and then, we need a physical place we can go to receive that, you know, for people to pour into us. And oh, I thank God for those relationships that he's allowed me to build because of my relationship with him. See, because if I had not had a relationship with God, then I wouldn't be sitting here on the TMC this morning. So the first step, our first part in building that relationship with God is making sure we know him and his word. The second part of that relationship is making sure we spend time praying and seeking his will for our lives. Now, praying doesn't just mean talking to him and running around. Just we're going to talk to God and we're going to keep it moving. That's not what prayer is. Prayer is talking to God and spending the time required to hear what he is saying to us. Because if we're not spending that time required, then how do we know what the answer to our prayer is? See, if we're not spending time listening for him to give us that peace which passes all understanding, to know which move to make, then how do we know we're making the right one? See, we've got to be willing to press in prayer and spend time in silent meditation asking God, what would you have me to do next? And then not complaining when we get an unexpected answer. Not getting upset when the answer is not what we want to hear, but trusting that our relationship with God is so strong, knowing that he has our best interest at heart, we can then say, okay, Lord, it's not what I wanted to hear. It's not what I wanted to do, but I'm going to trust you. And you know, as we stand on Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. See, most people don't realize that when you delight yourself in God, the desires of your heart change. It's no longer the worldly things that was in there before, but the more you delight yourself in him, which requires you spending that time, then the more the desires of your heart change to line up with what God desires for you. So as we continue to build the relationship with God, we do that, one, by spending time in his word, two, by spending time in prayer and hearing what God has to say to us, but thirdly, by surrounding ourselves with godly counsel. See, I could have called some other people on Tuesday, my ride or die friends, who may not actually be walking with God, but I know that they love me and they are my ride or die and down for whatever craziness I choose to come up with. I could have called them, but then the outcome would have been different. I would not have been given the strength to stand in the midst of the storm and watch him be God. I would have allowed my flesh to overrule my spirit, and I might have acted a little cray-cray. But instead, because I am in relationship with God, he has surrounded me with godly counsel. So we need to make sure as we continue to build our relationship with God, and understand, that's a never-ending process. That is not something that comes to an end at a certain point. We never arrive in our relationship with God. There is always going to be something to work on if you are honest with yourself and you ask God daily to show me. See, because when he shows me, he shows me those things, hey, you know, daughter, you got to work on this. So those three things will build our faith, and as our faith increases, our relationship with God deepens. So we have to make sure that as we continue in relationship with God, that we're doing our part. See, because he's already done his part. And the song goes, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done more than enough. He gave us Jesus. There's no more he can do. He let his son be sacrificed to fix our relationship with him. He doesn't have to do anything else. We just have to make sure that we are doing our part in building our relationship with God. Minister Rebecca, back to you.
Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that profound word this morning in relationship, reminding us to be in relationship with God. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer and bring... Oh, excuse me. and bring all of our prayer requests to the throne room. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we glorify and magnify your name, Lord. We give you total praise this Friday and every day, Lord, and everything that we do and we say and we think, Lord, and everything. And we just love you. We thank God. We thank you, God, for giving us the speaker this morning and this on-time message, Lord. Thank you for blessing Minister Kai and her family, Lord, and her community, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving her that Jesus joy and reminding her that the joy of the Lord is her strength, Lord, and continue to bless her and to overflow into every single area of her life, Lord, spiritually, physically, financially, relationally, and just every single aspect, Lord. And we just love you, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you for our TMC family and our Dr. PK Patton and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for our artist life family. Lord, we thank you for blessing them and giving them a wonderful, a refreshing time wherever they are and as they travel to the artist extravaganza and let them have a grand time with wisdom and revelation that can only come from you. Lord, we also lift up we lift up all of our family members and friends that are going through any kind of sickness, Lord, and we just pray whatever that sickness is, Lord, it must bow down to the name of Jesus, and we trust you, Lord, with whatever they're going through, Lord, that you are, they will see you, and they will give you the glory and the honor through whatever it is that they're going through, Lord. And Lord, we lift up our families, like the Durr and the Stallworth family, and also Reggie Flanagan's family with the homegoing of their sister and the homegoing of Cecilia Durr and others, Lord. And you know who they are, Lord. Comfort them like only you can comfort them. Thank you for having their family members in your arms, Lord. And we thank you again for the TMC family, Lord. Do something super special and supernatural for them today and in this beautiful spring season, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that we can move toward what is ahead and win the prize for which you, Lord, have called us heavenward in you, Christ Jesus. And we thank you that you make that clear for us, Lord. Thank you. And we choose you all the time, Lord. We love you, and we pray your kingdom come and your will be done here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-pound. Also, thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer this morning. And remember that today is Friday, where we will be continuing with part two of our call, in which you can share your testimonies and other prayer requests. And our prayer general today will stand in agreement with you. We all will stand in agreement with you. And so you're going to hear her voice after the benediction. And thank you again. And if you need to go to the New Morning Motivational Call, that is 712-770-4005, PIN number 294-617-pound. Minister Kai, thank you once again for that powerful, powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Thank you, Minister Rebecca, again for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just want to say thank you that you loved us enough to restore us to right relationship with you. And Lord, that you continue to guide us each and every day, Lord, as we walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan with us. Lord, and as we continue to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we love you, we adore you, and as we leave this call but never your presence, Father, we want to ensure that we are doing all that we can, Father, to just bring you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. So I'm now going to turn our call over to our beautiful, amazing Mississippi Queen and Prayer General for our second part of our call for your prayer request and praise report. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Awesome, awesome word this morning, Minister Kai, about relationship with the Lord. I tell you, you know, I just love the way the Lord works. He allows us to go through some things in order to show us what he's going to do through each and every one of us, and he definitely showed that through you today. I give God glory for you and for your family and for all that he's doing in your life. And I tell you that this is just the beginning. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God is doing through and for you. Thank you so much for that profound message this morning. Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for hosting the call this morning and giving God all glory and honor and allowing him to use you this morning. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Tiffany and Minister Sharon. I tell you, total praise. If you guys weren't on the call at the 20 minutes before the hour, we went before the heaven. We were with the host, okay, the heavenly host this morning, yes. Giving God praise, giving him glory, just saturating in his presence. And it's nothing like being in the presence of the Lord, preparing yourselves to receive what God has for each and every one of us. Good morning, TMC family. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm Minister Brenda Terrell, and I'm here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we are taking your prayer requests and your praise reports this morning. We know that God is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever ask or think, according to the power that works in each and every one of us. And we know that power is nothing but the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth that rules and reigns through us. And we thank God that we can come together, touching and agreeing and believing God for whatever we come before him with and rejoicing with each other when he has come forth and brought the greatness in all that we are going through. So we will, the queue is open. All you have to do is press *6 and 1, and we will take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports this morning. I'm so, as you're coming on, I'm so grateful. And Minister Kai, you know, you're on the board, and I know you'll be able to see if anyone comes on so you can interrupt me. But we are lifting up all who are traveling. We're praying traveling grace and mercy for all those who are headed to Las Vegas, Nevada. I'll be leaving out this afternoon, and I thank God that his presence is with us, and his angels, his ministering angels, will be around our mode of transportation as we go to Las Vegas. And we know Extravaganza 2019 will be truly a blessing because we have come together many days praying and believing God for his greatness to take place throughout this event. We will take your prayer requests and praise reports. You don't have to be shy because we are family, and we believe God for who he says he is. He says, I am that I am. And whatever you ask in my name, I'll bring it to you. I'll give it to you. When two or three come together, touching and agreeing on anything, he says, I'm in the midst. So he stands on his word. He watches over his word to perform it for each and every one of us. And I know I'm so grateful to God for all of you praying for the Flanagans, Diamond President Reggie and Queen Victoria. His sister went home to be with the Lord, and they had her homegoing celebration this past week. I believe it was Tuesday. And we're just asking God to continue to strengthen and comfort them. Do I hear someone on the line?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Brother Lester Patton. Good morning.
There's the birthday man. Good morning,
yes,
Brother
sir.
Lester. God bless you.
Good morning.
Happy birthday
to
you once more and again.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I call and tell everybody thank you for the phone calls, the texts, even the singing. I appreciate everything, and thank you all. And thank God first and foremost in my life to reach another milestone as another year's journey. And I thank God for it each and every day. And I want to tell you all thank you. And I had a wonderful birthday. My beautiful wife, she did so much, and I really appreciate her, everything that she does every day. And I had the joy of having my children there. I had a surprise, and it was great. And I want to tell everyone thank you, and pray for us as we travel today, and we're heading to Las Vegas and our flight and everything. And pray for my children as they get on the road. They're heading back to Colorado. Thank you. And tell everyone thank you.
Yes. Oh, praise the Lord, Brother Lester. It's such a blessing to see your smiling face and to see, you know, your children coming and surprising you for your birthday. That was awesome. And, you know, your wife is a woman who loves to celebrate. She can't help herself. But you know what? She's got a sister right here with her that loves to celebrate. So we say happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Traveling grace and mercy for the two of you as you head towards Las Vegas, and I look forward to hugging your necks when I get there sometime this evening. Glory to God. We definitely will be praying for traveling grace for all of your families. Anyone else? This is your time to put in your prayer requests and praise reports. We're going to allow you a few more minutes. You know, last week I had the opportunity to, when I got a phone call, to go and visit my friend that I grew up with who had been battling cancer. And I was told that the doctors had told her that there was nothing else they could do for her. I didn't know she was at that in that state. So I went to visit her that evening, and she recognized me, and she ended up encouraging me. Yes, and it was truly a blessing. I prayed with her, and 2 days later, she left here. So they will be having her homegoing services this weekend, and so I'm asking you guys to continue to pray for the Durr, D-U-R-R, and Stallworth family. Anyone else?
No one has come into the queue, Minister Brenda.
Okay. Well, we're going to go on and go into prayer and give God glory for this season. Oh,
Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I apologize. This is Stephanie. I was just giving people time to come in. But Kalon called last night and said to pray for one of his teammates who got into some trouble maybe yesterday or the day before, but I know he is going to court today. His name is Cameron. So we just want to, you know, lift Cameron up and pray for him as he goes through. I think he goes to court this morning for something that happened. I don't know the full content of the story. I guess I don't need to, but just we just want to call out Cameron's name, that God's will be done on his behalf today as he goes to court this morning. So thank
okay.
you.
All right. Sure will. Praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, most holy Heavenly Father, we thank you, we honor you, we praise your holy and righteous name. And Lord, we can stand here, kneel here, bow here, and say, holy, holy, holy. Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, because he founded it upon the seas and established it on the floods. And Father, we can recognize you as being the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. And Lord, we will lift up our heads and look to you, to the King of glory, who will come in. So we're asking you, Father, to saturate our hearts, our minds, our spirit, as we continue to bask upon that message this morning, Lord God, having a relationship with you. We thank you, oh God, for using this wonderful mouthpiece, Lord God, who listened to the voice of God and brought before us the message and allowed us to realize that it's nothing like having a relationship with our Master. It's nothing like basking in your presence, oh God. It's nothing like talking to you and saying, Lord, we need you. There's nothing like saying, Lord God, you have your way in my life. There's nothing like saying we will trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In every way acknowledging you, knowing that you will direct our paths. It's nothing like knowing that we are the head and not the tail because we trust in our Master. There's nothing like looking to you and looking into the hills which cometh our help, knowing that all of our help come from the Master who have created heaven and earth. There's nothing like knowing that the blood of Jesus still flowing warm in our bodies, in our veins, and in our spirit, man. There's nothing like knowing that we have the resurrection power dwelling on the inside of us, the comforter, the one who gives us peace in the midst of any trying situation. There's nothing like knowing, Father God, that you are there always, never left us, will never leave us, will never forsake us, and knowing that all our ways, when we acknowledge you, you will always be there. And we thank you, oh God. We glorify you, oh God, for being the King of glory who comes in every given situation. You told us not to look to the right nor to the left, but to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So we thank you, Father God, for you using this mouthpiece this morning to remind us that our relationship is nothing compared to having other relationships. You are our Master. You are our Keeper. You are our God of our salvation. You are El Shaddai all by yourself. And we glorify you, O God. We honor you. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Father God, that you've made us more than conquerors in every given situation. We thank you, Father God, for every person on this call who looks to you, Father God, who knows you in all their ways, who acknowledges you, Father God, and seeks your face, Father God, hearing your voice in every way, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that we are leaning and gaining and looking to be obedient to your call and to your will each and every day. We thank you, Father God, that even in our shortcomings, Father God, you love us. And we glorify you, Father, for touching every person on this call, for touching their families, Father God, for touching their communities, for touching their churches, Father God, for touching their household, for touching everyone that concerns them, Lord God. We glorify you, Father God, because you said nothing is too hard for you. Nothing, absolutely nothing is too hard for you. So those who are going through with their health challenges, Father God, we decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. You told us, Lord God, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you. We glorify you. We know that you watch over your word to perform it. We know that you don't come short, no way, because you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. We thank you, O God, that we can cast our every care upon you, knowing that you care for us. We glorify you, Father God, for the King of glory coming in this situation, every situation, as we bow at your feet and we cast our every care upon you. We thank you, Father God, that we are more than conquerors because you have already given us the victory through Christ Jesus. We thank you, O God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father God, for them laying out the platform of TMC, Father God, where we can come together. We can look to you, Father God, and come to hear what you have to say to each and every one of us. We glorify you, Father God, for anointing these women of God, for strengthening them in every way, Father God, for carrying them forth from one division to another, for lifting their heads, Lord God, in the midst of any given situation. We thank you, Father God, for our matriarchs, Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping these women of God, for strengthening them in every way, Father God, for healing their every need, Father God. And we thank you for giving them sharp minds in you, Father God. We glorify you, Father, because you told us in your word that you are the King of glory. Hallelujah. You told us in your word that nothing is too hard for you. You told us in your word that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You told us in your word if we could just all we have to do is look to you in everything. Father God, you will supply our every need according to your riches by Christ Jesus. So we thank you for supplying to these matriarchs all that they need, for supplying their health, for supplying their sharpness, for supplying their wealth. And we thank you, Father God, that they are being matriarchs and being examples to look to you, to trust in you with all their hearts. We thank you, Father God, for blessing them in every way, for healing them in every respect. And we give your name glory. We give your name praise. Father God, we thank you for Brother Lester, who has reached a wonderful age, Lord God, and we thank you that you have brought him this far, Lord God, not to leave him, but to strengthen him, to carry him forth into the next dimension. We glorify you, Father God, that he had a glorious birthday celebration, Father God. We thank you, Father, for his children and his lovely wife and for all those who gathered around him, Father God, to celebrate him. We thank you, Father, because you rejoice in celebrations. Yes, you do. We know, Father God, because you told us and showed us how to celebrate. We thank you, Father God, for blessing his family, blessing everything that concerns them. I thank you for touching him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. I thank you for anointing him, giving him a double portion as he comes forth, doing more for you, Father God, looking to you, the author and the finisher of his faith. And I know, Father God, that greater is he that's in him than he that's in the world. I know, Lord God, that you have so much more in store for him, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, as you protect him and that you strengthen him and as you increase in them, Lord God, I know, hallelujah, that you will get all the glory, that you will get all the praise, and you will get all the honor. Bless them as they travel, Father, to Las Vegas, and put your ministering angels around them, oh God, and we give your name glory for doing it. Not by might, it's not by our power, but it's by your spirit. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Father, for Victoria and Reggie, Father God, for keeping them and their families, Father God, as they relate to their sister's home going this past week, Father God. We know, Lord God, that it is a tough time as we are allowed to see our loved ones go on to be with you. But, Lord God, you said to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So we thank you, We glorify you, Father, that they come to realize that she had a full, fruitful life. They had a great celebration, Father God, and in the midst of her children and her grandchildren and all that have been around her, Father God, we ask of special strengthening in each and every one of them. Lord God, no one can strengthen, no one can comfort like you can. And we thank you, Father God, because you told us whatever we ask, you will do it. You will do it. Yes, yes. So we believe in and trust in, Father, as you put your arms around them, Father God, as they, yes, you mend their hearts and let them know, Father God, that the memories they have are precious and that you will fulfill their needs, Lord God, in every capacity. We thank you, Father God, for Tiffany and her son, Kalon, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that this praying mother over her son, Lord, he has come into the fruition to know, Father God, when situations take place around his environment to go to his mother and say, Mother, pray for this man. Pray for this situation. Pray for that situation. We thank you, Lord God, that our children have come to the knowledge that prayer works. And Lord God, just acknowledging that prayer works, Father God, do a special anointing. Do a special work in Kalon, Father God. Thank you for blessing his going out, blessing his coming in, blessing everywhere his hands touch and where his feet tread. Thank you, oh God, for his friend Cameron, Father God. Whatever situation he's going through, Father God, you have a way of turning things around. And Father God, I thank you, even in the midst of it, Father God, we just want a special touch on Cameron, Father God, that he'll see that it's you, Father, doing the work, that he'll know that it's not man, but it's you, Father God. He will look to you, Father, the author and the finisher of his faith. Yes, yes, Lord, you say when we pray for those that may not even know you or don't know your power, Father God, that you will do a special work, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are coming together and touching for Cameron, that he will have a renewed spirit, that he will have a renewed mind, that he will have a hope in you like never before, Father God. And as he changed into his environment, as he changed in the perspective of life, oh God, we know, Father God, that you have a way of strengthening him. And Lord God, looking to him and letting him know, Father God, that all he has to do is trust in you. So we believe in a turnaround in this situation. We don't know the whole situation, but Father God, you got a way of changing things like never before. Nothing is too hard for you. So we thank you, Father God, as he goes to court, that he will see your glory fill the temple. I've seen it myself before, Lord God, where you changed the whole atmosphere in the courtroom. Hallelujah. And I know you could do it again. So I thank you, Father God, for doing it in the name of Jesus, that he will see your glory in the place. Oh, yes, Lord God. And as you touch it, touch the judge, Father God. Touch all the attorneys and all the counsel people, Lord God, even the stenographer, Father, touch him. And I thank you, hallelujah, as you're touching each one, Lord God, that your presence will fill the place and they will see your glory, Father God, that the environment will change and they will say, something happened, something happened, something happened. And we're believing it, we're trusting in you that you'll do it. And we know, hallelujah, that it is done according to your will and according to your way. We give your name glory. We give your name praise for all that you're doing this season and the days to come. We thank you for blessing Extravaganza 2019 and all those that are traveling there, all those who are preparing. Father God, give them strength. Complete the work, Father, in all of us. And the anointing that you will have on Pastor Everett, Lord God, we are thanking you in advance. Because we have prayed and we're believing, we're trusting that Sunday morning service will be an awesome service. And Father God, we know, hallelujah, there's nothing like your presence. There's nothing like your touch. And there's nothing like the King of Glory coming in. And we'll be careful to give you total praise. Yes, total praise. And all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. We give your name total praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we love and appreciate each and every one of you. share this message with someone. And we look forward to talking and speaking with you again Monday morning. God bless you.